Day 21 of the Daily Santa Podcast. It's producer Dave here. Happy to be here. Happy to have you back.
Yeah!
You must be getting excited. Christmas is just coming up so fast. And we've been together counting down. And today's going to be another great one. Thank you for coming back. Day 21 starts in 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Welcome to the Daily Santa Podcast. This is day 21. This is the podcast where together, we count down to Christmas one episode at a time. For the latest on the show or to find out more about us, head over to dailysantapodcast.com. That's dailysantapodcast.com. Today we are going to be talking about being a friend. One of the best gifts that you can give someone this year is friendship. Whether you are an adult or not, being a friend to someone could make their life better and yours as well.
Hey everyone, this is your favorite host, Sophie. Welcome to the show. We have lots of great stuff planned just for you. Make sure you go to our website, get your parents to help. DailySantaPodcast.com. DailySantaPodcast.com. Come over and see the website that I made. I hope you like it. I hope you love it. I'll see you over there. Yay!
Okay, producer Dave, we want to get this show going. Great to see you again here on day 21. Christmas is coming very quickly. Are you all set on your end there in the studio?
Hey, Twinkle, yeah, great to be back. Great to see everyone. Having this podcast has been so much fun. And we only have a few more days left, but we're going to have a great time all the way up to Christmas Day. So, I know Santa's excited. I know Selfie is excited. He almost doesn't need coffee anymore. He's that excited. But we're having a great time. So, yeah, sounds like a great day. Let's go drink.
Carla has our holiday facts for today. Sounds like an interesting celebration is ahead after Christmas Day. Can you fill us in on what is taking place, Carla?
Our holiday fact today is about an event that starts the day after Christmas. We are talking about Kwanzaa. Celebrated every year from December 26th through January 1st, Kwanzaa is a week of festivities honoring African American culture and heritage.
Yeah!
Friends and family gather each day to give thanks, exchange gifts, and share feasts. Kwanzaa means first fruits in Swahili, a language spoken in Africa, and refers to the joy and unity many Africans have when celebrating the harvest season. The holiday encourages people to honor seven principles: unity, self-determination, helping yourself succeed, collective work and responsibility, teamwork, cooperative economics, sharing, purpose, creativity, and faith. A big part of celebrating Kwanzaa is lighting a candle each night. First, an adult pours a little water or juice from the Unity Cup onto the ground to remember the family's ancestors. Then the cup is passed to each family member, who sips while everyone chants Harambe, Swahili for "let's pull together," and pronounced Harambe 7 times. Even though Kwanzaa lasts for 7 days, the big celebration is on December 31st. That's when family and friends gather in bright African-style clothing.
Yeah!
They play music, dance, and sing. The last day of Kwanzaa is much quieter. On January 1st, people focus on how they want to succeed in the coming year, and what kind of person they want to be in the future. We wish everyone celebrating Kwanzaa a happy time as you celebrate together.
Thanks, Carla. Kwanzaa is such a special celebration. Happy Kwanzaa, everyone. So we have some special questions for Santa from our listeners. Are you ready for some rapid-fire questions? Okay, here we go.
Santa, my name's Adrian, and is your sleigh red and gold and silver?
What a great question. Yes, my sleigh has all of the colors you've mentioned. We're adding a little bit of extra silver this year. So make sure you're watching. You might see that, but you should be in bed.
A great question. Here is another.
Hi, Santa. I'm Vivian, and I'm 4. And, how is your reindeer doing?
Oh, yes. The reindeer are wonderful. They're doing well. They're getting well-fed and well-trained. Oh, ready for our big trip. Oh, thank you. Oh. Thank you for your question.
Thanks for answering all of these fabulous questions. Please keep sending in your questions for Santa. Awesome to hear from our listeners. Let's jump over to Kendall in the newsroom.
And now, the Daily Santa Podcast presents the Santa Daily News, daily updates from the North Pole.
Welcome to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast. In the news, the Daily Santa Podcast team is working hard on the remaining episodes of their daily podcast. Twinkle is holding a press conference today to outline future plans for the show. We will go to Twinkle when this starts. In other news, Santa continues to slim down to fit into this year's Santa suit. Regular exercise, rest and a healthy diet is helping Santa to prepare for this long Christmas Eve journey. If you want to hear Santa's workout song playlist, head over to dailysantapodcast.com and you can work out to the same songs that Santa is using this year. Let's check the forecast, to the weather guy, a guy that works outside sharing the weather with us every day.
Yeah, Kendall, it's more snow in the forecast for this evening, so asking everyone to please make sure your shovels are ready. Back to you.
Thanks, weather guy. And now we go to the press conference with Twinkle on updates to the Daily Santa Podcast. We will join the press conference in session.
Welcome, everyone. Great to see you all. We wanted to share our plans for the Daily Santa Podcast, as I know many of you have been wondering. We have heard from our audience and we want to state off the top that the Daily Santa Podcast will continue after December 25th of this year. Plans are underway to have, at the very least, one monthly episode, starting in January, which will lead up to December of next year. With one added bonus, Santa loves to celebrate Christmas in July, so we are making plans to do something special in July of next year. Stay tuned for details. The Daily Santa Podcast will return next December, and we invite everyone to join us as we again count down to Christmas starting on December 1st. We appreciate everyone for listening. I can take questions at this time.
Hey Twinkle, Ralph from the Elf Daily News. Can you confirm if the DailySantaPodcast.com website will continue after December 25th?
Yes, the DailySantaPodcast.com website is available year-round.
Twinkle, I am Lucy from the Elf Standard Chronicle. My question for you is, will listeners and visitors to the DailySantaPodcast.com website be able to leave Santa voice and email messages all year-round, not just at Christmas?
Yes, you can continue to leave voice messages for Santa year-round on the DailySantaPodcast.com website.
Twinkle? Twinkle, will the candy cane cookie recipe be on the website?
Yes, Selfies. The candy cane cookie recipe will be available on the DailySantaPodcast.com website.
Twinkle, this is Dawn from Elf Entertainment News. Thank you for having this update. You have such a great cast here on the Daily Santa Podcast. Could you please confirm that the team from the Daily Santa Podcast will stay on after December 25th of this year?
Yes, the entire cast will return next year. We might even have some special guests added to the show as well.
Twinkle, yes, Twinkle. Over here. Yes, Twinkle, Stan from the Elf Local Buy and Sell magazine. If you have something to sell, visit Elf Local Buy and Sell. My question, you have been a part of this podcast from the beginning. What has being on the Daily Santa Podcast taught you personally? Has it changed you being a part of this creative group?
What have I learned from doing this podcast? We started out as a group of people and elves that did not know each other as well as we do now. We have moved from being co-workers on a podcast to being friends. When you spend this much time together in a small recording studio, you quickly become friends. My advice to anyone listening is to try something new this coming year that puts you together with new people so that you can build new friendships. Be kind to everyone and be a good friend to many. Thanks everyone for your support of the Daily Santa Podcast.
Finally, the elves are hosting a podcasting class with producer Dave. If you are an elf and you want to start a podcast, this short introduction to podcasting will begin at 8 p.m. at our local public elf library. Learn how to create your own elf podcast, how to record a podcast and more with producer Dave. If you want to start a podcast, producer Dave can help. See you there. I am thinking of starting an elf news podcast. I have had so much fun being a part of the Daily Santa Podcast. I think this just might be for me. Hope to see you there. Candy cane cookies and hot chocolate will be served. Thanks for listening to the Santa Daily News on the Daily Santa Podcast.
Kendall is back with her choice for a Christmas poem today. Looking forward to it. Kendall.
Hey, it's Kendall. I wanted to share a Christmas poem that I love to read every year. Here it is. It is called, The Little Pine Tree. I'm a little pine tree. As you can see, all the other pine trees are bigger than me. Maybe when I grow up, then I'll be a great big merry Christmas tree. Let's go to Twinkle for today's look at friendship and how we can be a friend to others. Take it away, Twinkle.
Here are five friendship keys. 1. Be open, kind and understanding. Always be open to being someone's friend. Even if someone is different than you, you can still be their friend. 2. Be inclusive. Don't let anyone sit alone. When I taught little kids, we had a buddy bench where you could sit if you were looking for a buddy on the playground, she says. Just that tool alone let us really talk about what it means to be friendly with someone. 3. Be there for your friends. True friends depend on each other. They have each other's backs. They are a source of comfort to one another, reminding them that you want to be there, in the good and bad times, to support them, and, showing them you care means so much. 4. Stand up for your friends. One of the bravest, and kindest, things a kid can do is to stand up for a friend. And although it's an important part of friendship, sometimes it can be a bit scary to do if a bully is involved. 5. Understand that friendships aren't always perfect. They should have, honest, kind conversations with their friends. We all do better when we have a friend in our life. Is there someone that you can be a friend to? That new friend needs you, just as much as you might need them.
Hey everyone, day 21 is done. Great update from Twinkle in the news conference. Yes, we're going to continue after Christmas. Can't wait. So please, stick around and follow us. And we would love to continue being here with you all year round. Isn't that great news? So, thank you for day 21. Day 22, which, by the way, 22 is my favorite number. Day 22 is up tomorrow. So maybe we'll have something special for day 22. Thank you, and we will see you tomorrow. And yes, here's a few bloopers with Selfie and I. So, here, enjoy. Thanks.
Okay, so I need your help. Can you help me? Producer Dave's not in the studio, so I'm taking the microphone. Can you help me pick my ringtone? I will play some. You put up your hand. And if you like it, put your hand up. And I'll count and see which sound gets the most votes. And that will be my... You're going to help me, okay? We'll do this before Producer Dave comes back from break. Okay. Here's one. Okay. Counting the hands. Okay, that's good. Here's two. Yeah, well, not as many hands. Okay, let's try. Here's sound number three. Very many votes. I see Kathy voted. Okay, let's try one more.
It's
number four, ready? How about this?
Stop taking my chips! Stop taking my chips, okay?
Okay, that was a good one. Maybe that's the one. Oh, wait, Producer Dave's coming. I gotta go. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for your help. Oh, here he comes. Okay, bye.
Selfie, were you using the mic just now? Oh, Selfie. Okay, anyways, thanks everybody for being part of the podcast. And what was I going to say? Oh, there's a blooper. Let's try this again.